we've been pretty busy since, but we're planning on being busy anyway, so I don't know. We don't know how it would feel without it.
The Asteroids Galaxy Tour's Lars Iverson took it in stride when Apple decided to use the band's single Around the Bend to advertise the new iPod Touch, bringing the song to a massive new audience. But then, it's all par for the course for a two-year-old band whose first gig ever was opening for Amy Winehouse. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. The Asteroids Galaxy Tour are a young band. Producer Lars Iverson and vocalist Meta Lindberg just started working together on their dancey pop soul songs in the summer of 2008. Just a few months after that, the duo got a big push when Amy Winehouse asked them to open for her in their home city of Copenhagen. And soon after that, the Asteroids Galaxy Tour were offered a management deal. Their debut album, Fruit, is out now. And if you listen to it, you might think they're a pretty big group, horn section and all. But the Asteroids Galaxy Tour are officially only two people. And Lars and Meta told the alternate side's Jeff Cooperich in FUV Studio A that's just how they like it.
They have their own energy and their vibe to it, and they add that.
But they don't, I mean, they know that that it's the two of us writing the songs and we are the bosses. and that's like the deal of it, and they are just happy to go on tour with us, and they are really good friends, and we have a great time together. But we don't have to deal with troubles from, you know, everybody has to say something, and that's really nice. I think we just got fed up with that, with these kind of bands, you know, where everybody wants to say something and contribute to the songwritings, and in the end you get a really terrible result out of it, I think.
Well, I got my mind out of sight. Lars, they call me Slade. He's got a rave in my brain. Like I'm without defense. Someone catch my eyes. Right in front of me is a blue government. Fine as they can be. They shoot from the lip. Oh, yeah. What is moody? Have a shade down the line. You really had it going. The crowd's getting thinner. Way I'm getting closer. Will I hold in my head? He took me to you so far. But now the sun ain't shining no more. I've gone away, but I've seen it before. Ain't got no joy, no making me know. It'll eat the soul on the floor like a dog. Oh, yeah.
A lot of vibes from, I'm thinking, 50s, 60s, 70s. You guys grew up listening to that type of music. Talk a little about that. What were you listening to?
Yeah, I grew up listening to mostly American, you know, black music, like jazz and soul and funk. I think my brother, he went to the U.S. when he was a teenager as an exchange student, and he brought all these CDs with him home, blues and soul CDs, and that's probably where it started.
You opened up a CD collection, huh? Just tore it apart.
Exactly. And I bought my first Hammond organ and Rose piano and started that way.
Wow.
But so that's definitely an inspiration, but it's not like that we want to copy that sound or sound like that at all, but it's I think it's more unconscious that it's there somehow, but we don't directly get influenced by it.
I wish you lived in a golden age, giving it all on the Broadway stage. Hang with the rats and smoke cigars, have a break with bringing down stars. Race to the nines with hair too much, shiny jewels, casino cash. Tap and feet, wanna take the lead. A drip bag of time is all I need. Oh, sing it out loud, boy, get that money. Sing it out loud, that way.
That's the Asteroids Galaxy Tour live with the Golden Age from their debut album, Fruit. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out more from the Asteroids Galaxy Tour at thealternateside.org.